Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. This morning is Monday, October 22nd, 2018. This is Mike Riches hosting the call this morning from the Dallas, Texas area. I want to welcome all of you who are joining our call live this morning. We have got agents calling in literally from coast to coast, all over the place, as I look kind of through our logs here of folks that are calling in live on the call. I know that we also have some folks that are listening to this call on playback as well. We want to welcome you and thank you for taking some time to plug in and to really receive training and information that starts your week off on the right foot. We have got a very special treat. We are so pleased and so privileged to be joined this morning by Platinum World Council member and $200,000 ring earner, Mr. Jim Tanner. We are so excited to hear from him. He will be our keynote trainer this morning. We do have just a few announcements, a few things that we want to cover here to start the call off. Thank you to all of you who plugged in to the live webinar that we had this past Tuesday. That was Mr. Frank Acoin who shared, and just really, what a phenomenal, phenomenal webinar that he shared this past Tuesday. We had so many comments. We had emails and text messages coming in throughout the week of people just really overwhelmed with the powerful information that Mr. Frank Acoin shared. I was speaking to one of our new agents who mentioned that he was sending that to all of his adult children. He said, I want everyone to hear what Frank Acoin was sharing, and I'll tell you what, I could not agree more. We have created a new link in the back office. If you'll go to your harvardbenefits.com, log in under Agent Access, and if you're brand new, you might have to click on the H in the toolbar. That takes you kind of to the home page, but then it's under the Legal Shield and ID Shield section, that first section, and it's the third one down, Webinar Trainings. And that's where we've put all the webinars from 2018 that we've done. And frankly, you ought to go back and really look at the webinars if you've missed some of those. As I look here through the list, they were all excellent webinars. We've got Adam Thompson talking about effectively working self-pay groups, Mr. Mark Riches talking about developing passive income. That was back earlier this year, but just a phenomenal webinar that Mark did. We've got Mr. Josh Riches, finding prospects for membership sales. Way back in January, we had Ross Brokoff talk about Legal Shield at Work. That was a great one for those of you that are out there opening groups right now, and I hope that you're doing that in the month of October. But if you're opening groups, once you've opened maybe two or three groups, I would say definitely take the hour and 2 minutes and go through that Ross Brokoff webinar training. But you'll see it right there, 57 minutes and 18 seconds, Wealth DNA Revealed with Mr. Frank Acoin. And I'm telling you, and as much as I've loved every webinar that we've had this year, and I mean, by no means do I mean any offense to the other presenters, myself included, but that Frank Acoin one so far is my favorite. I mean, that just was a phenomenal training. And so if you haven't had a chance to check that out, or even if you did watch it and want to go back and re-watch it, there was so much information in that, it wouldn't be a bad idea to watch that several times over and over again to really try to master some of that training. That's there in the webinar trainings, the webinar trainings link in the back page, in the home page, rather, of your Harvard Risk Management back office. So check that out if you haven't done so already. I mentioned that the month of October is the month to be opening up new employee benefit groups. And we've been hitting on this every week in the month of October, even the last couple of weeks of September. There has never been a more important time to be opening groups because of a special reduced rate that Legal Shield has made available in new groups only for the month of October. And I'm hitting this hard today because a week from now, on the 29th, now we'll still mention it, don't get me wrong, but the 29th, you're almost out of time. I mean, if you haven't scheduled enrollments by the 29th, it would be tough to get those in. Not to say that it's impossible, but it'll be tough to get those in before the end of the month. Today, we still have 9 days, really 10 days if you count today, left in the month. And so I'm telling you, that is plenty of time to go out and to open a new group. Self-pay or payroll deduction or fringe benefit, it does not matter. All of those groups are eligible for the group, the special reduced group rate. And it's basically $5 off of the legal plan. So if you're offering, you know, a legal plan only, instead of $23.95, it's $18.95. If you're offering a family combo, instead of $38.90, it's $33.90 this month. Those are 2017 rates. It is the 2017 plan as well. But I'm just telling you, I mean, what a phenomenal, phenomenal deal that Legal Shield has offered. I sincerely hope that that does not end on October 31st. Right now, it's scheduled to end on October 31st. And unless we're setting up a significant amount of group business, it will end on October 31st. I'm hoping that we really heed that call to action and send in as many groups as we possibly can. Open as many groups as we possibly can between now and the end of the month. And if we do that, I'm willing to bet that Legal Shield may extend that lower rate, that offering. But you know what? Today you and I need to act like they're not going to extend it, because if we don't act like that, they probably won't extend it. So that's the call to action, is to send in as many new groups as you possibly can. Remember, sending in a new group in October and getting, and I'm talking about sending in a new group with applications by October, or by the end of October, yeah, by the end of next Wednesday, getting that business into Legal Shield before the end of the month locks that special rate in for all employees in that group who sign up in the future as well. So you might have a decision maker that says, you know, well, we have a big staff meeting in the beginning of December, or a Christmas party that you can come present at the beginning of December. Would that be okay to wait till then? And the answer is, could we get this in front of a few people? You have maybe a group of managers or a group of HR people or just a small group of employees that we could get this in front of this month, so that we can lock in this rate for everyone that signs up in the future. Because if I'm opening up a new self-pay group, all I need is 3 people to sign up this month to open the group. If I'm opening up a new payroll deduction group, all I need is 5 people to open up the group this month. And if I can get it open this month with those 3 or 5 people, then everyone that signs up in the future is going to be able to qualify for those lower rates. So I just want to be super clear. Now is the time. This week is the week for sending in new groups, for opening new groups. And I certainly hope that we're taking advantage of the timing here. So I'm excited about that. I'm thrilled to see the growth that we've had this month. And I know that many of you are taking that very seriously. And our group production, in fact, is going very well for the month of October. Folks, we continue to generate a lot of excitement with the new recruiting system that will be available on November 1st. If you have not yet seen the video that was sent out in the email, the reminder email for this call yesterday, contained at the very beginning a video that you can watch, and I would highly recommend that you do that. Remember that the month of October is an incredibly important month for Performance Club qualification as well. So what I would recommend that you do, log into your Harvard Risk Management back office, and as long as you've registered your Legal Shield Associate account, you'll see Legal Shield stats right there on the main homepage. And what you're looking for is a bunch of green. Okay? There's already a lot of green on that page because of the Harvard branding, but what you're looking for is green under your Legal Shield stats. Under your Performance Club points, if you have 180 points this month so far, then that's going to be green. Now, 90 points gets you qualified for Performance Club, but 180 points gets you qualified for Performance Club Pro, and that's why it's not going to turn green until it's 180. I'm telling you, I think every Harvard agent ought to be focused on PC Pro. Why settle for a smaller bonus when you can have a larger bonus? Under your retention, you're looking for green numbers there. One of those has got to be in the green for you to qualify for bonuses. Under your Legal Shield Advantage, you're looking for the word active in green. Green is what you're looking for on that page under those Legal Shield stats. And you know what? If you don't have the points yet, again, you got plenty of time. You got 10 whole days left in this month. That is plenty of time to take advantage of those Performance Club bonuses to make sure that your Performance Club is locked up. Now, my recommendation is don't wait till the last day. People that wait till the last day and kind of send in all that business at the very end, the chances are pretty high that if you do that, something's going to go wrong. You know, a piece of business is not going to process. A credit card number, one digit's going to be off, or something's going to happen, and you're going to be, you know, stuck on the outside looking in. If you'll just take action today and send that business in, go write the business and send it in, you got tens of thousands of people around you that need this membership, that need the legal plan, that need the identity theft plan. We just have to go find them. We just have to go match their need. If you live in a larger city, millions of people around you need this product. Now, not everyone's going to say yes, but if you'll just go out and talk to more people will say yes. And as you find people that say yes to these plans, that sign up for a membership, all of a sudden, boom, you're going to see those Performance Club points start to rise. Your counters are going to start to rise. And, of course, your commissions are going to start rising. But it starts with just the decision that you're going to do it. And if any of you are sitting there on the call today saying, you know, I just don't know that I can do it this month, can I just invite you to get rid of what we call stinking thinking? Can I just invite you to start thinking on a higher plane? There's no reason with 10 days left in the month that we ought to have any doubt about what can happen this month, any disbelief. And if you do, it's going to be harder to bring the activity that will lead to the results that you're looking for. Right now, today, October 22nd, I'm asking for full conviction, full commitment to what we are doing here and to what you are doing in your business. Because that, if you're fully in, 100% committed, then that's when magical things can start to happen. I want to take the call up to Cookeville, Tennessee. We've got our founder and CEO standing by to talk about two powerful events that I hope they're not just on your calendar. I hope that you're planning and making the preparations necessary to go and attend these two powerful events. Mr. Mark Riches, thank you for joining the call this morning, and we're excited to hear what you've got to share about these two exciting events. We'll turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Good morning, team. Good to have you on the call. Congratulations on plugging in. It's just such a critical part of success is getting plugged into the information. You know, I know I've said this before, but we've got a lot of new people on the call this morning. A rocket ship on the way to the moon is off course about 97% of the time. Unbelievable. It's only on course 3%, but it's constantly making course corrections, and that's why it can land on the moon. And that's how we are. We can get off course very quickly in this business. Things are always changing, always updating, usually for the better. And right now there's a lot of excitement in the air as we launch this new recruiting system 10 days away. So we've got 10 days left in October. I'm not going to repeat anything Mike said. He did a great job laying out our marching orders for the end of the month. get as many groups open as we possibly can. Be sure that you're an associate of Legal Shield on November 1st so you can really launch properly in this new program. I also really enjoyed the Frank Acoin webinar on Tuesday. I agree, that was one of my favorites that we've ever done. And if you haven't listened to that, and be sure to do that and also encourage your team to. We've got two big events coming up. The last event this year is the Systems Training, is what we're calling it, in Cookeville, Tennessee, December 7th and 8th. That event is almost sold out, so I wanted to give everyone just kind of one more shot to attend. We'd love to have you there. We are going to be rolling out the new recruiting system, not really rolling it out, it will roll out November 1st, but we're going to be detailing it, going into some really good details. Here we are a month and a half out, and we still have we have all the agenda laid out. So we're taking this event very seriously. It's going to be incredible information. We've got a special gift for everyone that's registered. So if you're not attending, the best thing you can do is change your mind and come join us on Friday, December 7th, all day. It's going to be 9 to 5 that day. Then that evening, we have a Christmas party out at our ranch. We're excited to host that and have you out here. And then Saturday, December 7th, we're going to do about a half a day, 9 to 1, and that way you can catch flights back that afternoon. Again, that's in December, the 7th and 8th, Cookeville, Tennessee. Fly into Nashville, drive in. We just would love to have you here. And again, seating is very limited. We are working on a bigger venue, but we have not been successful. So I don't know, this late in the game. We booked that in February of this year, so it's really hard to get hotels here. We're a growing city. But that's the event, and we would love to have you here. Also, get your hotel room. Our room block ends the end of this month as well. So if you're going to stay at the host hotel, which is the Country Inn and Suites, be sure to book your hotel room there as well. So that's the Systems Training in Cookeville, Tennessee. It's going to be spectacular. I'm more excited about that event than any event we've ever done in our history. So I'll just tell you, I want you to be there to participate and get the information firsthand. Don't think you can grab it on a conference call or watch the videos and get the same amount of information that's going to be shared there, because a lot of it is what you feel, and it's a lot of what happens in your mind when you're in association with all those other leaders here. Okay, the spring event is going to be March 28th through the 30th in a brand new venue, Dallas, Texas. The convention center in Oklahoma City is under renovation for the next couple of years, so they've moved it to Dallas, and I'm super excited about this event. It's a little ways off, but I'll tell you what, we've already registered 8,000 people for the event, so we want you there. Don't be one of the ones that are not registered for Dallas. It's going to feature incredible trainers and speakers, but our keynote and special guest is Mr. Damon John, featured on Shark Tank. And I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to hear from him and his wisdom in running a business. That's what this whole event's going to be about, running your own business, being the CEO of your own company. So be sure you're registered. We have some discount tickets left, just a few, though. I believe they're $69. I'm not positive on the price, but that's cheaper than you can get them at Legal Shield right now. I think they're $89. But we bought a little block of them, or several hundred, but we've got a few of those left. Would encourage you to get those before they're gone, or you'd end up paying over $100 down the road to attend that event. So get registered. You can do it right in your back office. Both of the details and registration links are available on your calendar. So look at your toolbar in the back office, click on the calendar, and there you'll see the events coming up. I'm super excited about our featured trainer this morning. I'll definitely have my notepad out here ready to take some notes from Mr. Tanner. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, fantastic. And I could not agree with you more, Mark. Those are going to be powerful events. I'm really looking forward to seeing so many of our agents there. You know, we had that opportunity last month in Nashville. It feels like it's more than just last month, because there's so much that has happened since that Nashville event. But we had that opportunity in Nashville. We had it earlier this year in Oklahoma. Whenever you have a chance to gather together, there's power in numbers, and the information at these at these conferences and at these events, the information is always great. I mean, I always learn a ton of information, but I really enjoy just seeing our agents. I enjoy seeing old friends, seeing people that you really don't see at other times. And then, of course, I enjoy meeting some of our newer agents, and there were so many people that we met for the first time there in Nashville. There will be people that we'll meet for the first time in Cookeville and certainly in Dallas as well. And I'm telling you, if you've experienced that before, I don't have to tell you about that. You know how it feels. You know what it's like to be there with like-minded people and to feel that energy and to feel the excitement and to learn together. If you've not had that experience, then you really owe it to yourself to experience that, and you'll know, you'll see exactly what we're talking about. And I would just highly encourage that you take advantage of these opportunities to attend the Cookeville and the Dallas event. Again, folks, we're so excited. We've got Mr. Jim Tanner on the call this morning. I mentioned earlier in the call, Jim was recently recognized at that Nashville event as the newest and the only new Platinum World Council member in all of Legal Shield. What that means is that Mr. Tanner and his wife, Danielle Russo, hit the Platinum Executive Director level, not just once, not just twice, not just for 3 months or 6 months consecutively, but for an entire year, for an entire 12-month period. And they recently went on their first Platinum trip to Iceland, and I know had an amazing time there, being able to hang out with the other Platinum Executive Directors. Mr. Tanner is just an exceptional leader. We are so grateful for his vision and for his leadership. His influence on our company is just dramatic. I mean, there's no other way to say it. And we are certainly grateful for all that he has shared and all that he has brought to the table. We're proud of him and his organization. His team continues to grow, continues to go out and protect thousands of North American families from identity theft and give, again, thousands of families access to legal justice, something that I know that Mr. Tanner is personally very passionate about. We're grateful for his leadership, and we are so looking forward to his training this morning. Mr. Tanner, thank you so much for joining us, and we can't wait to hear what you have to share on the call this morning.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Richards. Good morning, everybody. I will do my best to be brief. I took a lot of notes on the call this morning from you guys, and before we started, I prepared a lot of notes for this segment for all of you. Mike Richards was talking about Iceland, and you know, recently I've been on several calls, and I've done other I've guest spoken or trained on other Legal Shield team calls a lot recently. I've spoken at Super Saturdays recently, and everybody wants to hear about Iceland. And so I've told the stories of Iceland, but the story I want to tell you today, or really the training I want to give you, is based off of my experiences in Iceland, which have almost nothing to do with the trip. Like, we could have had this trip, it could have been in Cookeville, Tennessee. It could have been in Framingham, Massachusetts, where I live. It wouldn't matter where it was, as long as I got to have the experiences of association with the pioneers of Legal Shield. I want to kind of pre-frame what I'm going to talk about by helping you to understand these were the pioneers. These are the pioneers. Now, unfortunately, not everybody is still with us, as is, you know, the reality of a company that's 50 years old, that has stood the test of time. Not everybody who has laid the path before us that we all get to travel on today is physically in this world with us, but many of them are. And I got to spend time with people that have been doing this for 20 and 30 years. And they don't talk about retirement. And that was one thing that was really interesting to me. I never heard anybody talk about retirement. I heard everybody talking about what they're doing and what they're going to do. How now is the time, and they're going to build it bigger than ever. Now, it's one thing when we say that, and we're climbing the ranks. We started as an associate and moved through the compensation plan, get to director, the permanent top of the plan where you don't have to qualify monthly, you can remain a director. And we're having those conversations about what the future is going to be like and what we're going to do with this business and how it's going to change our lives and change our communities. That's one thing, and it's powerful when we do that. But when you are amongst a group of people that have earned millions of dollars, some of them earning $1 million a year in this business, and they're having the same types of energized conversation that new people are having, that is extraordinarily educational to me. And one thing I've learned in this business is to listen. And I'll bet a lot of folks came away from that because they'd never spent time with me before. Here's what I think they probably thought. Well, that Jim Tanner kid is kind of quiet. But I'm not. You all know I'm not kind of quiet. You know that I speak from the heart and I'll shout from the mountaintops, but I know when it's time to be quiet. And I asked a lot of questions that caused other people to talk, and then I didn't interrupt them. And I listened, and I let them talk, and I listened. And that's kind of, you know, unintentionally, let that be part of my training today. When you get to Cookeville, Tennessee for systems training, engage the leaders, the people who've come before you, the people who are running on the road ahead of you, and listen to what they say. Don't interrupt them. Don't say, yeah, but this is what I'm doing, because that's not valuable to you. That's not going to help you learn. Now, I learned a lot about how the company started, about the highs and lows, the trials and tribulations. I heard the real stories, not the magazine or video version of stories that because of the constrictions of space and time, we never get all the details. I got some details. I heard a lot. I wish I could go into more detail, but I just wanted to pre-frame what I'm going to say to you next by saying that the people that have been here since rotary telephones, since no internet, since no websites, since no mobile apps, since you couldn't rely on the law firms, the people who have been here since then, who are now multi-millionaires, are the most excited people in the company. And they are not playing golf. They are not getting a condo on the beach and putting their feet up. They are making plans, and they are running. And they intend to beat you and I on all the key indicators. And I find that very interesting. So here is, overall, I said to myself, okay, for today's training, let me take out of all of the experiences, out of everything I got from that association, let me distill it down to the one thing that meant the most, that was the biggest aha light bulb moment for me from all of that association. What was the one thing? And I arrived at that last night in preparation. I built notes on that for you today. And here's the one thing. They are masters, these men and women, these pioneers, absolute masters at balancing a vision for the future with activity of the present. Just absolute masters. I'm going to explain that to you because that might not be clear. But again, let me say it one more time to prepare you to learn here. They are focused on the future. They have a clear picture of the future they want to create in detail. They know what it will look like, what it will feel like, how it will change things for them and others. They're clear on the future, but they're equally crystal clear on today and today's activities. And so let me get into some training for you. Mike Riches, in outlining some of the webinars, talked a lot about what we've trained on over the year so far, and I'm grateful to Mark and Mike Riches for spearheading the webinars for 2018. I think they've been great. One of the single most important things I ever learned was what Mark Riches taught me about residual income. You know, he was valuable to me early on because he taught me before I was making any money not to do the dumb things that he'd seen other people do with that money in the past. And so, you know, even today, with all the accolades, and we don't have to talk about my income, people talk about it, but you're not going to see multiple cars in my yard. You're not going to see an unnecessarily audacious home. I don't have a boat. I have friends with boats. There's a tip for you. That's a great way to do it. The point is, you know, not only do we earn great income for the future, but we focus on having our cash on hand for the present. And so one of the things I learned from Mark Riches was how to be smart, savvy, with my money. And in that first training that he would constantly teach us about escaping the rat race, he talked about this. He talked about this concept, which of course comes from Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Poor Dad. He says, and Robert Kiyosaki said, and Mark Rich has taught, if it doesn't pay residual income, don't do it. If it doesn't pay residual income, don't do it. So here we are in this incredible opportunity called Legal Shield. We have advanced commissions for a full year. That means a full year of income up front for every membership. That's called cash flow. That means we don't have to wonder and worry about money. We don't have to go and borrow money to launch a business because we are getting funded to launch our business from day number one. But we don't just get that funding because that represents the first 12 months of income, and then starting monthly after that is satisfied, we're earning residual income. Every month that every subscriber that you have signed up for the service loves and continues to keep their membership, you are getting paid. And by the way, that, and I'm sure you know this by now, is a book of business that you're creating that is willable to your estate. That means if you're in your 50s or 60s and you sign up someone in their 20s, the likelihood that you will pass away before that person that you signed up in your 20s gets to the age that you are now is high, truthfully. But that means that that book of business that you will to your children and grandchildren will continue to throw off income because those members that you signed up will continue to use and love their service. Robert Kiyosaki said, if it doesn't pay residual income, don't do it. So we recruit and attract a lot of people to this company because you come here because you've never had an opportunity for residual income before. See, that's a focus on the future. And so how do you get that great income? Well, you write good business. And I'm glad that Mike Riches was talking about Performance Club this morning and the fact that we have, you know, nearly two full weeks, not really, but it feels like it, so that we can finish Performance Club. So that if you're going for Executive Director, you can finish that. But let me just focus on Performance Club because here's what we see. We see the last 48 hours of the month, this huge spike in membership sales. But what kind of membership sales are those? They're desperate. They're you waiting to the very last moment and then acting with urgency so you don't miss something important, like the trip to Cabo this month. Like, for example, we have an incredible trip to Cabo San Lucas that is going to be attended by hundreds of people and the guests, a lot of them in this organization. And you can't win the trip to Cabo in the month of October because it's a multi-month incentive program. But you can lose it this month if you're not in Performance Club because the minimum requirement is Performance Club. So if you don't have Performance Club locked down by the end of the month, it doesn't matter what else you do in November and December and after, you're not going to Cabo with us. So that should create urgency for you right now. But to write business with appropriate urgency and confidence and credibility. And what I'm talking about is you're really doing the presentation. You have great confidence. You're writing up people because it's the right thing to do. You're not going to somebody in the last 48 hours of the month and asking them to do you a favor and sign up for a membership. Because we know what the result of that business is. It's weak. You're coming from weakness. You're coming from fear because of procrastination. And so you write business that doesn't stay on the books. And so you've got the focus on the now, but you've lost the focus on the future. And the future version of that business, the business that continues to pay hundreds of dollars per year for decades into the future, to pay you thousands and thousands of dollars in residual income, is lost because we didn't act in the moment appropriately. So write good business and write that business now so that there is no clock ticking. So there is no concern about memberships processing at the end of the month. Today is the day to write good business. Now, it's not enough to just write good business because I know in the years I've been doing this, I've watched people write a membership, especially the first and second memberships, although many of us continue these bad habits into the future if we don't adjust. We write a sale, and we're so happy, surprised, elated, excited that we just, like, get out of there like we've robbed a bank. Like, just boom, out the door. We don't ask for referrals. We don't download the Legal Shield mobile app onto their phone. We don't show them how to access their will documents from the mobile app or other ways to use the app. We're just so excited that somebody said yes, we forget everything else that goes into that process. Remember, we're talking about a member for life. So it starts with you. Do you have the membership? Danielle and I had the opportunity to have a private dinner with Jeff Bell and Colleen Bell, the CEO of Legal Shield, his wife, in Iceland. And the overarching theme of what we talked about, and I'm so proud of what we've done here in our organization, because what Jeff Bell envisions for the future of the opportunity already exists in this team, for sure. Like, for sure, because I know how it works here. And this is what he said. He said, regardless of how engaged somebody is in the opportunity, they should never get involved with the membership. They should never become a member unless they intend to be a member for life. And I know that the agents that we recruit into this business, that they get the membership because the membership makes sense. And yes, we train you and educate you through the agent training, but the reason you sign up for the membership is not because of vesting. That's part of it, but there's nobody on this call that said, I don't like Legal Shield, I don't get Legal Shield, it doesn't make sense to me, but I want to sell it. Nobody says that. And then to go on further and say, and since I'm going to sell it, I want to be vested, so I guess I'll get one and never use it. Nobody says that, because our agents get the membership and intend to be members for life. Nobody on this call should be trying a Legal Shield membership. Get the membership. Have it, use it for life. But use it. Develop your own stories. Get your will done or updated. This is your responsibility, because you have to operate in the present while also focusing on the future. And your utilization of the membership, downloading the app onto your phone, getting your will done, developing stories that you can tell your prospects, that's how you write business that stays on the books long after you and I are no longer walking the earth. You can tell your own membership stories. You can also tell other people's membership stories. And again, make sure that every time you sign up a member, that when they leave your presence, they have the mobile app on their phone. They know how to use it. They're engaged in it. They've started their will. How much longer does that really take? A few extra minutes, maybe 10 or 20, to guarantee that you'll have that member on the books for the rest of your life. Number two, for retention of your members, so that you can have this book of business that grows and continues to throw off income for your legacy, for your family, for your estate, is to focus on the mission. Now, I'm coming to you from love, okay? So some of this is going to sound like tough love, but it's all love. I learned from these leaders in Iceland, and not because they told me, but because I listened and paid attention, they have never lost their focus on the mission. See, if you treat this like transactional sales, you are totally missing the point. And I understand we recruited you, and on its surface, it looks like we recruited you to sell. Right? It's like, well, okay, saw the video, I talked to somebody, I got started, I did the training, I'm trained on how to sell. Not true. Let me reinterpret this for you. This is not transactional sales. We didn't recruit you to sell. We recruited you to protect and empower people in the United States and Canada, and soon to be the world. We recruited you to tell the story. Because we need you to tell the story, because the world needs to know that this is an incredible option for justice and fairness, that it's an option that exists, because people are frustrated and they're marginalized and they feel like they have no power. That's why we recruited you, to protect and to empower. You know, almost no one knows about this. Almost nobody knows about Legal Shield and ID Shield. People know that there's a legal system. People know that there's identity theft, but they don't know about Legal Shield and they don't know about ID Shield. And so my case to you this morning is you are not a salesperson. You're an educator. And I'm honestly, I get really frustrated about all of the quote-unquote superstar salespeople that have come to this organization and specifically told me how great they are at selling, and then they're gone in a week or a month. And you know why? Because they don't care about the mission. They only care about the money. And our money's great. Again, full advance commission, a year of money up front, our money is great. But if someone is here just for the money, they'll move on to the next opportunity for a dollar more and the promise that it will be somehow easier somewhere else. You have to understand the mission. I mean, do you even know Harlan Stonecipher's story? I think we could do a better job of telling it. It was so interesting to hear the story from the people that stood, ran, and traveled the roads with the man himself. But Harlan Stonecipher was a teacher and a part-time insurance agent, and he was in a car accident that he didn't cause and that nearly killed him. And it wrecked his car, and it put him in the hospital, and then he was sued even though the accident wasn't his fault. And so he took an inventory of his situation as he felt better and realized that the medical was covered, the car was covered, but the legal obligations were his responsibility to bear. And he saw that as a fundamental wrong, that there must be a way to proactively protect yourself. And that became Sportsman's Motor Club, which later on became Prepaid Legal Services, which is incredible in enough that a man from Ada, Oklahoma, the parents of sharecroppers, took a company to the American Stock Exchange and then the New York Stock Exchange, and then ultimately that company went on to be Legal Shield after a $650 million acquisition from MidOcean Partners. Know his story, because Harlan's story is the story of a company that was started from a real need, not from greed, not from money, not for transactional selling, but to solve injustice. The next thing I'll talk about, when I think about the way everybody in Iceland talked about living in the moment, but also a focus on the future, you have to build a team right now. And sometimes people, I know I offend three people out of the thousands that listen to the Monday morning call when I talk about building a team, because folks fold their arms up and they say, I came here to sell and I'm not going to build a team. And I get it, because I said that too, but I was wrong and I was dumb. You got to build a team now. I'm tired of agents that tell me they're going to start building a team after they figure it all out, especially when you consider that you were able to discover this opportunity because somebody was brave enough to jump in and start building their team and then to show you the opportunity. And they didn't figure it all out. You didn't have to wait for them to figure it all out. They just, with their heart, started sharing the opportunity, and it landed on you and I. As a matter of fact, the best recruiters in this organization are people that didn't wait to figure it out. That's just an excuse. Listen, no reasonable person would be both grateful for the opportunity and unwilling to share it at the same time. It's incongruent. It doesn't make any sense. So build your team. I submit to you, you recruit your happy members. Now, listen, we tell you not to do that in group sales, and I'm not saying walk into the next company and start doing a business briefing. I'm saying I was a happy member. People are happy members. These members are telling their friends and family about it anyway, and why shouldn't they get paid to do it? In Legal Shield, thousands of people will refer one or two people to the service this month. One or two. Thousands will do that. And they'll get paid. And they got little to no training on how to do it. They didn't get any training virtually on how to do it. It's word of mouth. It's like talking about a movie or a restaurant. We overcomplicate this. And there are people keeping it simple. You have to know that people are suffering in silence. They want to spend more time with their children, their aging parents that they need to take care of. And you and I can't keep it a secret from them that they could use this opportunity to supplement their income or to replace their job and get total freedom like thousands of others have already done. That's not our secret to keep. Shame on us. If we don't let people know about the Legal Shield service, the ID Shield service, and the Legal Shield opportunity, why would we choose to keep any part of that a secret? What you have to do is you have to get out of your comfort zone. Because if you believe in the mission, you won't really worry about feeling uncomfortable. Talk to a stranger and show them our membership and opportunity today. Talk to your friends and family. Show them our membership and our opportunity today. Stop hiding behind the, you know, quote, big group that you're definitely going to get in 2 months, and just let your integrity show. The big group that you're going to get someday tells me you're in it for the money. The man or the woman that won't let the sun set on a day, on any day, that they didn't educate 2 to 5 people about our service, about our opportunity, is the person that's doing the right things for the right reasons. They're building a lasting legacy because they're focused on the mission. I'll also say as I'm closing up, be a winner. Focus on the mission, but be a winner. We talked about Performance Club. Winners do the daily activity, and they reach the minimum qualifications. You need to just be on the winner's side of the line as fast as you can. Every time I show up for something, I get better. And I get better, and then I move up in the company, and I become more accomplished in the company, and then I go to the next event having been better, and even more of those leaders recognize that because you're on the winner's side of the line. And they want to pour more into you, and they want to give you more of their energy and their information. They want to give you more of their encouragement. Keep showing up in your business on the winner's side of the line, and that includes showing up. So your confidence, your energy, your ability to move others depends on you being a winner. Finish what you started. This month, finish Performance Club. Focus on the now with the right way. Sharing our service, sharing our opportunity from the heart, but also knowing that that leads to a strong future, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now. Listen, you can help thousands of people, tens of thousands of people with our services and our opportunity if you choose to show up and you choose to do the daily activities that matter most and you show up for training events and you're plugged into the calls. You can help tens of thousands of people, or you can decide to play it small. You can act as a spectator while the rest of us do the work. You can, and I know that sounds harsh. Let me just say again, tough love, but love, mostly love. I know I'm operating from a reality of the world we currently live in, where people are standing on picket lines to fight for pennies more per hour, where people are drowning in student debt and don't have a path out that makes any sense, where people are working at the highest percentage, meaning low unemployment, ever, perhaps in the history of our nation, yet most people are not getting ahead. Where unfair and unjust practices are happening, not in the shadows anymore, but in direct sunlight, and yet nothing is being done about it. And here we are, with access to justice, with the ability to tip the scales, to protect and empower people, not just to give them a great service, to wrap around their families, which is a lofty mission all on its own, but also to give them a path to a brighter economic future, to return those parents to their children, to return people's choices to their lives, so that folks can actually just live a higher quality existence with their friends, with their family, and that their dreams can come true. In Iceland, I saw an incredible group of leaders come together, cheer on each other, and be happy and supportive of what everyone has reached so far and the thousands of people whose lives are affected because of the folks that were on that trip. But I didn't see a single person that wasn't in some ways sad about who wasn't with us. I didn't see a single person that wasn't giving pause to what could they have done to communicate just a little bit more, to get someone to just do a little bit more, to get someone to be able to see the opportunity at a little bit of a higher level so that they could engage and build not just for the day, which is important, but to build for the day in a way that leads to an incredible future and legacy for generations to come. Mr. Riches, I'm so grateful for the time today and the opportunity that has been laid at my feet. When I hang up this phone, I'm getting back to work. Back to you, sir.
I absolutely love it, and I could not agree more. I'll tell you what, as Mr. Tanner was sharing I was just moved by so much of what he shares. And I really hope that all of our agents can hear and feel the passion that he is speaking with. This is not someone that's just thinking, okay, what can I share that's going to sound good on a conference call? This is someone who is speaking from his heart about something that he believes so strongly in. And of course he believes strongly in it. It's changed his life. This opportunity has changed his life. But his belief preceded the change. And I'm not saying that his belief has not been strengthened by what this opportunity has done for his life. But I should say that his conviction preceded the result. And if you go back in time, Mr. Tanner was committed. He was committed to changing. He was committed to doing something. And that's where many of us are at right now. We maybe have not seen the big results. The platinum executive directors, the $200,000 ring is not yet on our hand, or whatever achievement we're looking for. But I go back and I ask that question: where is your commitment level? Because I'm going to tell you, his commitment level was high, and eventually the results caught up to his commitment. I loved how he said, no reasonable person would be grateful for this opportunity in one breath and then not be willing to share it with the next breath. And those two things are not congruent. And I just could not agree more. Mr. Tanner, thank you so much for preparing such and powerful thoughts and such a powerful training this morning. We are certainly, as I said earlier, just grateful for your leadership and your perspective. Here's a guy that sees it the right way. and I mean that with all my heart. I am very, very grateful for my association with Mr. Jim Tanner. And I know many, many, many of us listening to the call today feel that exact same way. Folks, I'm telling you what, we're in a special time right now. I hope that as you hang up this call, hang up this phone, I hope you feel like Mr. Tanner, who said, I'm hanging up the call, I'm going back to work. I hope that you feel the urgency to get done what needs to be done today. I hope that you feel the excitement. I hope that you feel the energy. I hope that you feel that level of commitment that we're talking about. I hope that your commitment surpasses your desire for just more money. I hope that you feel the need to protect families. I hope that you feel the mission that we are involved in, the crusade that we're fighting for, to bring justice to American families, to protect American individuals and families from the number one crime that is plaguing this nation. I hope that you feel that. I hope that it's real for you. I hope that you feel the words that Mr. Tanner shared this morning. Again, we've got a big task in front of us this week to send in more groups than ever before, to open more new groups than ever before. As we close out the call, for those of you committed to doing that this week, let me just share some thoughts with you. Let me just share some ideas. You know, if someone is on the call this morning, they're saying, you know what, I'd like to open up a group this week. Now, not every group that you contact is going to say, sure, why don't you come in and meet with my employees this week? And I think that you can make up in activity sometimes what we lack in time. And so, you know, if we had more time, you could go and you could talk to a bunch of groups and you could generate interest and then, you know, you could let the chips fall and see when, you know, would be a good time to come in and meet with their employees. Well, you can't do that. You don't have a whole lot of time. I'm not saying that you can't do that, because we'll open groups in November and December that you first contacted this week. So we obviously want you to follow up with every group that you meet with where you generate interest. But we're on a schedule here. We're in a time crunch. We've got 10 days left in this month that you can take advantage of these lower rates. So one, increase activity. And I know many of you have been doing that. I'm so impressed to see the numbers that people in our organization are putting up, the number of prospects that they've reached out and contacted. It's really inspiring. And there are some of our agents that really listened in 2 or 3 weeks ago when we said, look, now is the time to quadruple your prospecting. Now is the time to reach out to more companies than ever before. Some people really took that to heart, and they're seeing the fruits of that of those efforts. Number one, activity. You know, make sure that this week that continues, or if you look at last week's activity and it wasn't where it needed to be, make sure that you don't make that same mistake this week, that your activity is at an all-time high. Number two, let's focus on smaller groups. You know, the chances of me calling on a company with 150 employees and having a decision maker say, yeah, why don't you come on in on Wednesday? You know, I'm not going to say that can't happen. I'm not going to say that has not happened. It has. But the chances of that are pretty slim. Versus the chances of me calling a real estate office where they've got a weekly meeting, and they've got one this Tuesday, and they've got one next Tuesday. And if I call them today and say, hey, can I bring in breakfast and talk to your agents for 10 minutes either this week or next, the chances of getting a yes there are pretty high. The chances of me calling on a repair shop, you know, an auto repair shop with 12 employees, and getting a, yeah, why don't you come on in and you can bring my guys some breakfast burritos and you can come talk to them this Thursday, the chances of that are pretty decent. So smaller companies, smaller employee groups, where we're talking about, you know, 10, 15, 20 employees, where you've got one decision maker, one person that can say, yeah, come on in, those are good groups that we can call on. And moreover, and most importantly, the chances of calling on a warm market contact, someone that you know, someone that when you call and say, this is, and then you say your name, and they know who you are, they don't have to sit there and think about it, that's the best chance that you've got, right? That's where the numbers are going to be the highest, is if we're calling on people that we know, and saying, hey, look, we've got a special deal. I'd love to come and visit with you about it. What are you doing for lunch tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow morning? Could I swing by? And, you know, the power of what Mr. Tanner is talking about here, because some of us have been around for a while. And so, you know, we've exposed our warm market. Now, I still think that there are some people that have some businesses on their chicken list that they still haven't called. And now would be the time to call those places. If there's ever been a time, now would be the time to call everyone, make sure that there's no stone unturned, that everybody that you know, that you've let them know about what you do and what you can do to protect them, their business, and their employees, and certainly their families as well. But I'm talking about the power of leverage here. You know, the power of what Mr. Tanner shared is maybe I'm in that position. Maybe I've fully exposed my warm market. Maybe I've really gone out and I've shared that. But who can I recruit today? Who can I bring into this opportunity today? Who, guess what? They bring an entire new warm market. And am I leveraging that opportunity as well? You've got people around you that are looking for extra money. There are people right now that you know that would love to make $1,000 between now and Christmas. In fact, $1,000 would change their holiday season. It would transform their holiday season. There are people around you right now that are praying for that kind of opportunity. Each of them bring a warm market to the table. Every time that you recruit a new associate, that person brings a warm market to the table. So maybe your warm market is exposed. Maybe it is saturated. But again, who is around you that you could bring into this business? And will that benefit them? Yes. Will it benefit you? Yes. Will it benefit the people that they're going to go help protect? Yes. That is a win-win-win-win situation. There's no loser in that scenario. I hope that you're leveraging your time and thinking that way. Sometimes I agree with what Mr. Tanner said. Sometimes we get so narrow-minded And we're I'm not even talking about thinking outside the box. I'm just talking about widening the scope a little bit, and sharing this opportunity with those around you that could certainly benefit from it. Well, guys, thank you again for joining our call today. A huge thank you to Mr. Jim Tanner for a phenomenal training. Thank you also, Mr. Mark Riches, for speaking about these two powerful events that are coming up. We appreciate their leadership. We appreciate all of you for plugging in. God bless every one of you, and let's make it a great week.